The prophecy of Jesus from Isaiah chapter 9.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of shadow of death, upon them a light has shined.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Born unto us this day,
wish that I was there on the silent night when your tiny heart started beating for mine. The star and day and sound. Then you turned a stable into holy ground. I sing along the angel song.
Now I
give him my heart.
him your heart. Give him your heart. What can you give him but all of your heart? Give him your heart. Give him your heart. What can you give him? Just give him.
The birth of Jesus according to Luke chapter 2.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who is with child.
So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Now there were, in the same country, shepherds living among the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid.
Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy to be to all people.
For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us."
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child, and all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
But Mary, she kept these things, and she pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned. They came glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it was told them.
Sing these songs with us now.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where
sleep on the hay.
to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. No.
Sound of our voices.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
Oh.
was on. I'm so proud of each one of you. You've worked hard. You've learned a lot of songs and emotions. And as I'm sitting watching you, I have such great delight seeing the emotions on your face. Some of you are singing from the bottom of your toes, maybe even. You were really worshiping. I'm really proud of you. What do you think? They did a good job, didn't they, singing? Yeah. Yeah. So. Well, Christmas brings on a lot of different emotions. And I think the best way we understand emotions is through emojis. And so I've got some emojis up here. I need your help in identifying what some of them might be, okay? Let's take a look. Happy.
Joyful.
Excited. Surprised. Excited. Amazing. They know their emojis, I guess. Yeah. So I think this of you guys, this is an excitement. With kids, whether you're young or old, there's an excitement about Christmas time. And I think for kids especially, you guys look forward to parties, opening up gifts, and all the kind of fun stuff that goes with it. So, yes, that's one I think of kids with the excitement. Actually, you know, at Christmas, I remember I was the oldest of five kids, and we used to get this catalog called the Montgomery Ward's catalog. That's an antique to you guys. But anyway, we got to each circle a few things that we would like to have for Christmas. And we get all excited and we take turns. And sometimes we'd cross out what someone else had, put our name there instead. But anyway, I tried that with my granddaughter this year, and I gave her a book that came in the mail. And I said, circle some things that you might like for Christmas. And so she started out kind of slow, but then as she went, she was circling things on every page, and some things she was even circling that she already had. And so, like, she's all excited about Christmas. Christmas is a fun time for that. Okay, let's look at another emoji. Sad. Okay, anxiety. Stress. Oh, I think that's what I think of this as stress. Okay, I think this as stress. You know, where us kids have the excitement thing going on, our parents sometimes have the stress thing going on. I mean, there's a lot to keep straight in Christmas. Getting you guys to practices like they have, or buying gifts and wrapping them, decorating the house, making the cookies, going to parties, all kinds of stuff that can cause stress for our parents. Maybe there's even stress about some relatives coming over to visit. I don't know. That could bring a lot of stress as well. Okay, let's take a look at another one. Surprised? He says it's his dad. That's your dad? Really? Why does he do that? Oh, well, you know what? You're exactly right. Some parents are like, along with the stress, they have the fear, like, are we going to be able to afford all this stuff that we're doing for Christmas? So, yeah, that could bring on some stress in some families as well. Okay, here's another one. No, this is, that's you? Are you like a Scrooge at Christmas? No, a Scrooge or the Grinch. We all probably know someone. Okay. Oh, that could be. Angry that you didn't get what you wanted. Anyway, I think there's probably some people that we know that are kind of like Scrooges, and I encourage you, don't be poking someone sitting beside you if they fall in that category. No Scrooges. So, and then there's one more. Let's take a look, one more. Why would anybody be sad at Christmas? That's the best time of the year. What do you think? Maybe loved ones couldn't come over? Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Don't have anybody spend. It could be some things. Maybe someone's lost a job. Maybe they've got a new diagnosis from the doctor and they're sad. Or maybe there's a loved one that's not going to be their house this year. There's a lot of things that can bring sadness to Christmas. So Christmas brings a lot of emotions, for sure, for sure. But there is one emotion that God wants all of us to experience at Christmas.
Peace.
Well, this kind of peace is the way the world looks at peace. They define peace as the absence of conflict, and they've been working on that from the beginning of time. They're not doing so good, I don't think. But we're going to talk today about a different kind of peace. We're going to talk about God's peace. Let's see here. There, that's God's peace. You know, that even is kind of a, hey, when we do the sign for peace, it's like this. Peace, try that. Peace. That's even calming doing it, isn't it? Try that. Peace. Yeah. peace. Okay. Well, God wants us to have his peace at Christmas time. Peace was broken when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. Their sin brought on the consequence of sin in all of our lives. But yet, even at the very beginning of time, God made a promise. He goes, I'm going to send someone someday who will be a rescuer, who will be a savior, who will take the punishment for all the wrong things that we've done. He was talking about Jesus. And when the time was right, God sent Jesus into our world. He came not as a king sitting on a throne or a mighty warrior to fight their battles. He came as an innocent little baby. This little baby. Isaiah, the prophet, remember, a prophet is a person who hears from God and then tells others what God says. Isaiah, the prophet, said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of
Peace.
That's right, Prince of Peace. That's right. So the people during the time of Jesus, They experienced a lot of the same emotions that we've just talked about here today. For example, there was stress. They were under Roman rule, and Roman rule was very oppressive. They were harsh. That means they were mean to the people. There was anger. The people were heavily taxed, unfairly sometimes. And then there was fear. Some of them had fear of the government, fear of the unknown, and some of them even had fear that maybe God had forgotten all about them. And then there was sadness and exhaustion. The people worked hard to get what they had. And then there was confusion. And I think of Mary and Joseph when I think of that. They had to have been a little bit confused. I mean, after all, an angel came to visit them, and they're going to have a baby. They don't understand all this kind of stuff. They had to have been a little bit like, what's happening? But yet they trusted God through it all. It was in this kind of a world that God chose to send Jesus. An angel first appeared to some shepherds out on a hillside where they were taking care of their sheep and said, don't be afraid, your Savior has been born. And that angel was then joined by a whole bunch of other angels, and they sang, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward all men. Peace was prophesied by Isaiah, and it was declared by the angels. Yet here we are today, we're scurrying around, shopping, decorating, wrapping, going to parties, doing all the kinds of things that sometimes cause the stress and the frustration and the anger and the anxiety that come along with it. We experience everything but peace. So, for just a few moments, let's turn off our brain from the list of things that we need to do. Let's put our phones away, and let's sit and let's think about this. The birth of Jesus as the kids sing this next song. Okay, stand up.
Let me try.
to God in the highest. Behold, Jesus is born. Glory to God forever.
Behold, Jesus is born. That word, behold, got my attention when I first heard the song, and I looked it up. I wondered how many times behold is used in the Bible. 1,298 times the word behold is used. That's what Google says. I didn't check myself. But I think if behold is that used that often in the Bible, there must be something God's not wanting us to miss. A translation of behold would be sure and see. We today might say something like, don't miss it. Hey, look. Kind of like when you're out looking at Christmas lights when you're driving down the street at nighttime and you say, hey, look, look at that. We want to draw people's attention to things that we see. Well, I've got something I want to draw your attention to here today. This is one of my favorite decorations I put out at Christmas. And I put out a lot of different stuff. But this is one of my favorites. Kind of plain on the outside. But it's what's on the inside that is very special to me. Because what's on the inside tells me what the real message of Christmas is all about. You want to see?
Yeah.
Okay. Behold, don't miss it. Okay. You hold that. Let's see. There we are. Isn't that neat? The best gift to any of us is the gift that God gave us at Christmas. It's Jesus, and Jesus is peace. I have a favorite song. Not a favorite. I have a lot of favorite songs. I have a song at Christmas that I think of when I was thinking about this message today. Mary Rice Hopkins writes this song. It's called The Best Gift. And in it, I thought about it when I was writing it. So I'm going to share the words with you today. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing it. That's going to bring up a lot of emotions if I do. So I won't do that. But I will share the words. Here's how it goes. It's kind of like a story. Wrapped up in a manger a long, long time ago, God gave his only son so his love we'd know. Jesus gave his life so we could be set free, find true forgiveness, God's gift to you and me. The best gift to me, the best gift to me. His name is Jesus. Thank you, God, for Jesus, the best gift to me. Thank you, God, for all the gifts you give us every day. The sun and moon and stars so bright and friends along the way. But most of all, I thank you for your precious son who came so I can know and love like him. I'll sing about his name. The best gift to me, the best gift to me. His name is Jesus. Thank you, God, for Jesus. When we have the emotions of stress, fear, anxiety, depression, all those kind of things, and when they overwhelm us, we need to remember the gift of peace that God wants us all to have. He wants us to have peace with him. That means a relationship with him through forgiveness of our sins. He wants us to have peace with one another. That means getting along with brothers and sisters and obeying our moms and dads. He wants us to have peace with ourselves as well. It was Jesus, the Prince of Peace, who said, "Peace be still." When the disciples were in the boat and they thought they were going to drown, Jesus was in the boat with them even. He wasn't too worried about it. And he just simply said, "Peace be still." And then before Jesus went back to the cross and then back to heaven, he said some other things. He goes, "I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." With the peace Christ gives us, we don't need to fear the present or the future. Jesus says he will give us this peace if we will be willing to accept it. I don't know about your house, but when we start passing out gifts, people, when you give someone a gift, they take the gift. You never say, no, I don't want that gift. Yet God's offering all of us a gift of his peace today. So how about let's pray together and let's ask God to show us this peace and ask him for it, okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love you have for us. We thank you that long time ago, you made a promise to send a Savior, and you did. You kept your promise. You kept your word. When he came into the world, it was anything but peaceful. There was a lot of strife and a lot of emotions, as we've talked about today, going on. But yet when you came into the world, you offered us peace, your peace, that peace of heart and mind that comes only from a right relationship with you. And so today, Lord, as you look out over this congregation, no doubt there's a lot of different emotions swirling around in their minds, even today. Some that maybe they've brought on themselves, others said it because of circumstances. But today, Lord, we're going to lay those aside, and we're going to ask you to give us your peace. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us this day, for being with us. No matter what we face in life, you are with us, as you've promised, and we thank you for that. Thank you for your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, kids, you know, when we celebrate birthdays each month in Kids Church, we do a blessing for them, and I thought maybe it'd be kind of nice for us to do a blessing for all the people here today. So let's all stand up, and let's turn around. Let's face everybody out here. I'll get us started, okay? You guys ready? All right, here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Give you what?
Peace.
One more time. Give you what?
Peace.
That's right. From Miss Gale and the Little Sprouts and myself and the Nas Kids, we all want to say Merry Christmas. May God's overwhelming peace be part of you and your family this holiday season.